Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked.
Welcome back to another episode of Sterling Municipal Library's podcast, where we talk to you about books that we would like to recommend. And if you haven't noticed yet, I am not Katie. She is actually somewhere warm and sunny and enjoying a vacation. So today our guest is going to be Gretchen. She is our teen librarian, and she has been featured on our podcast numerous times. But what you probably didn't realize is that she and I are both avid Star Wars nerds. So I'm going to introduce her by asking, what got you into Star Wars?
I have been a Star Wars nerd for decades of my life. I was not a kid who was super into Star Wars. I feel like some kids, especially these days, get really into it. I didn't really come to it until I was a teenager and watched the movies and then just kind of became obsessed. We had a cat named Kenobi.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, he was great. And I also started reading the Expanded Universe novels when I was in high school, and it just kind of became this thing for me. I got really into the novels and just became this huge Star Wars fan. Weirdly, sort of the hype surrounding the prequels kind of got me into it.
Okay. So did that feel like a letdown when it came out?
I wasn't enough of a fan to really be let down by the first episode, but then by the next two, I was enough of a fan to be let down by those.
Okay, fair enough.
What about you?
Embarrassingly enough, because this makes absolutely no sense, Darth Vader was my first crush. I think it was because I have a thing for voices, and James Earl Jones has just this divine voice.
It is the best voice.
That's what got me into Star Wars, and I was a huge fan ever since. So we are here today to talk about Bloodline, which was interesting for me because I usually am a fan of the evil side of Star Wars, and this one didn't really have that.
Not as much, because it focuses on Princess Leia, probably a couple decades after the events of Return of the Jedi, which I thought was really interesting to see their take, because, you know, you have The Force Awakens, and that presented this very different universe from what happened in the original trilogy, but at the same time, it was still very much alike thematically, I feel. And so I always wondered what happened between Return of the Jedi to get us to The Force Awakens. I felt like there were so many unanswered questions.
And wasn't it kind of frustrating to go into The Force Awakens and just feel like they fell back into the same pitfalls?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I was like, why am I watching the same movie again?
Yeah.
But I feel like Bloodline, which was written by Claudia Gray, and I like that you have a woman writing about Princess Leia. I feel like she was able to get into her head really well. I feel like Bloodline did a good job of helping to bridge that gap between the two movies. The book is interesting because, like I said, it has Princess Leia in it, but not really any of the other main characters that you would expect to see. Her son Ben is off training with Luke, so they're not in the book at all. And we get to see Han every once in a while, but mostly it's just her and her career, which is as a senator in the Galactic Senate. She's a populist, which means that she wants control of the planets to stay within the planets themselves, but there are also centrists who want a more overarching government, kind of like the Empire, and everyone's like, that seems like a bad idea.
Yeah.
Unless you're in that party, I guess.
And unless you manufacture arms.
Yes, exactly. And so there's a lot of kind of real world parallels to it that I thought was kind of interesting with the two factions like going against each other and vying for power. So that was really interesting. I liked that there were a lot of new characters though.
Yes, and actually the characters were very enjoyable. One of the ones that stood out to me was Ransom Castrofo, which I expected with his last name he would be the villain, and they really kind of set you up to believe
yes,
that.
Yes, I was totally on board with that.
And but I felt like his character was more nuanced than you are initially led to believe, and I enjoyed watching his development.
I agree. Leia does also have a couple of cool assistants, I guess, that help her out that are a little bit younger that kind of provide that energy, I guess, and one of those is her assistant Greer, and she's this really cool character who used to be a pilot, even worked with Han a little bit, but then got into the politics side of things, and there's an X-Wing pilot named Joff that was really funny.
And I felt like they did a good job at breaking up the pacing of the galactic politics and political discussion with fun side adventures.
Yeah, I felt the politics stuff got a little bit too much for me at times, but the fun side adventures were definitely great.
Well, and I mean, what do you expect when you write a book about a senator?
Yeah, and the book did stay true to the spirit of Leia, I feel like she was still smart and determined and a little bit rebellious and playing the field. And I was like, okay, yeah, the author gets this.
Is there anything you want to add before we go into casting for the book?
Okay, so I have just a tiny rant that I will try to keep short because I could go on about this for a while. But I mentioned that when I was in high school, I used to read a lot of the Expanded Universe books.
Mm-hmm.
And those were stories that took place after Star Wars finished. It was kind of a way to continue the story for fans. And I loved those. They were really great. And so they're by a bunch of different authors, so they vary in quality, but some of them are really near and dear to my heart. And when Disney took over, they said, we aren't continuing this as, like, canon anymore. We're just going to call it Star Wars Legends and have it be its own side thing. That was really nice for a while, but since I kind of grew up on that and have such strong feeling towards it, it's really hard for me to look at something like this and think of it as, like, the canon story instead of the stuff that I had in my head for such a long time.
Yeah.
So I did have a hard time with it.
And I actually have not read very much of the Expanded Universe. Is there something that you would recommend to people that want to get introduced to it?
Good question. Yeah. So the classic answer is the Thrawn trilogy by Timothy Zahn.
Which is on my to-read list.
Very good. It has that. Actually, Thrawn's a great villain. He's so fantastic. And that one kind of takes place right after Return of the Jedi. So if you like the action, then that's a really good one. If you like more of the character stuff, there's this hilarious one called The Courtship of Princess Leia, where there's like this prince basically who's vying for the hand of Princess Leia, and he's actually a really good match for her, but Han is like, no way, hang on. I need to like step up a bit. And that one's just nuts, and I love it.
Okay, so who would you cast for Bloodline?
I think this would actually make a really interesting movie, and it's hard to think of casting Princess Leia with Carrie Fisher being gone, but I had this amazing idea, and I think Maggie Gyllenhaal would make an awesome 40-something Princess Leia in her career prime. And you talked about how much you like Ransom. I really liked him, too. He's kind of youngish and brash and full of himself, and Andrew Garfield, I think, would be fantastic. Zendaya would make a good Greer. She's just kind of this cool young actress, and I could see Liam Hemsworth as Joff, who's the X-Wing pilot. I think he would be really fun. And there's a sort of political foe that she has named Lady Carice, and I think Amy Adams would be very interesting for her.
I think that we are ready for our rapid fire round, and I realize that I forgot to put in music, but I think I'm okay with that because
Okay, cool.
Of it would be copyrighted.
Yeah, definitely. Just imagine the Star Wars theme in your head right now.
I'm thinking the Cantina song.
Yes. So, would you ask your parent to read this book?
I would not inflict that on them because at one point my mom was about to go crazy because I watched The Empire Strikes Back so many times.
That's the best one. So,
yes. So what would be your lasting impression of this book?
I think my lasting impression would be that Leia is a really interesting character that I want to see more stories from.
And she's feisty enough to really hold her own.
Yeah. You know, they've got the young Han Solo movie coming out. I just want a young Princess Leia movie. Like, that's all I want. Who would you kill off?
Carice.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Sure.
She was so annoying.
Can I confess something?
Sure.
I would kill off C-3PO. I can't stand C-3PO.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
Yep. He's, like, the other recurring character in this book. I was like, oh, come on. Oh, I meant to ask you, what would your lasting impression of the book be?
You know, I really felt like a theme from the book was how important it is to prepare the next generation to carry on with the good works or to set up the next generation for success.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would probably be my...
Yeah, I like that.
Like, pass on the torch.
Yeah.
Both Star Wars and otherwise.
Mm-hmm. What food would you want to pair with this? Or
actually,
drink?
It would be a drink, and it would be Karelian brandy. How about you?
I actually ate seafood ramen while I was reading this at one point with like crawfish and shrimp in it. And I feel like that actually fits really well. It kind of felt a little bit otherworldly in a good way.
So last question, if this were turned into a movie and it had that famous text scroll, what would be the first sentence?
Okay, so I would start it off as Senator Leia Organa stands in a galaxy divided.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Okay, I think we are now to the random sentence,
yes,
which I made you do all the work here, and you are about to roll.
Okay. All right, so we're looking at page 6, line 2. Leia's pod hovered so high above the ground that the 100,000 people from 1,000 species and worlds, vibrant in their individual skin, scales, and furs, were indistinct to her now, a mass of color and noise hard to connect with.
Very
nice. Isn't
that
so good?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much. This was very fun.
Yes.
And
yay, Star Wars.
Hopefully we'll get to do it again sometime.
Yep. All
Thanks.
Right.
Bye.